Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, this is a new edition of Question and Answer. We're here to answer your questions on philosophy, aqaid, and other related matters. I'm here, as usual, with Mr. Barati. Well, for those who might not know you, Mr. Barati, would you like to introduce yourself, please?
I'm grateful to be with you. I am a student and also teacher in Islamic Seminary of Qom for more than 30 years. And at your service now, it's a pleasure to be with the listeners, dear listeners, and to listen their questions, because this question and answer also increases our knowledge.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here with you today. Okay, for those people who have just tuned in, I would like to give you our telephone number, which is 0098-251-291-0551. I will repeat that one more time. The telephone number is 0098-251-291-0551. Our email address is Radio Ma'arif, which is spelled like this, RadioMaarif. At irib.ir. Okay, I think it's about time to go on to the first question.
Hello, and at first, thank you for a good program. My question is about Adam's wife. How was she created, and where is name mentioned? Because my question is from another Muslim father. His daughter asked the question, how was Adam's wife created? The Quran speaks about how Adam was created, but we thought about it for a while and went to the Quran. We couldn't find an answer. The stories we find on Adam never mention his wife by name, only as Adam's wife. This comes to my mind that why is she not mentioned by the name, and if so, what in the Quran? Thank you for your attention, and bye.
Okay, yes, in Christian tradition, the common conception is that Eve was created from the rib of Adam. Does Islam reject such a notion, or does it accept it, or does it leave this notion in between?
Thank you very much. This is a kind of comparative study between Islam and Christianity, or between Quran and other testaments. The language and the literature and the policy means to being polite when mention a prophet of God or a father of mankind. You can make a kind of comparison, comparative study. Always, Quran takes in consideration all kinds of respect and of giving purity and pious and dignity to such as these personalities. Mm-hmm. Never attributes to them something that make humiliate them, or it is against their dignity or against their holiness or against their position in the mind of people. So because of that, this is the first point in Quran. You can find how is man mentioned, mankind symbolized in Adam and Eve is mentioned in Quran, and how is explained in other testaments. Not only this issue, the issue of knowledge and the issue of the forbidden tree. Also, you go and compare, please, what is mentioned in Old Testament and what is mentioned in Quran. It is the same story, but the literature is used and the respect is used here and there is not equal. It's different. It's totally different. So, never. Holy Quran says such as this thing, that means there is no equality between Adam and Eve. And for example, the position and the level and the dignity of Eve as wife of Adam or as a feminine is lower than Adam. Why? Adam should be given this priority to be created from, for example, seal or from created from the,
from soil.
Soil. Yeah. But Eve, not like this. Eve is a second hand, for example, citizen or creature is created from the remaining of Adam or from a part of Adam as a second level of human being. No, it is not true. And I think that in other testaments also, these are because of some interpretations or some translations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never gives such as these attributes to the symbol of mankind, for example, masculine or feminine.
Actually, I've read one thing about the following issue which I just brought forward to you, that Eve supposedly was created from the rib of Adam. Some translators of the Bible say the translation of rib is not correct. Mm. The true translation is essence. Mm. Eve was created from the essence of Adam.
Mm-hmm. So the same essence, the same thing, the same creation of man and woman should not be different. It's the same. The Allah, the God, the creator, which is powerful to create the masculine from material, is the has the same power, the same ability to create the feminine from the same, for example, material. No difference.
But why is Eve not mentioned by name in the Quran? Because, as this lady listener said, she's merely mentioned as being the wife of Adam, not by Eve. Mm-hmm. Is there any specific reason for this?
Because it is the same. Adam is the symbol. Adam is the symbol, and also in Arab tradition was not so much recommended to name, for example, a respectful woman by name. You know, even Bilqis, which is the king of Yemen, is the king of Saba, and later on becomes wife of Prophet Solomon. He, for example, believes in God of Solomon and in religion of Solomon and marries Solomon and surrenders to Solomon and, for example, joins the kingdom of Solomon. Aslam to Sulaiman lillahi rabbil alamin. She is never mentioned by name, but some traditionists or historians say his name was Bilqis, and it is not clear, and it is not sure, certain. But Quran never names her, because Quran in this moment, in this situation, wants to respect this lady. And in Arab tradition, when you want to respect somebody, don't name her or him by name. For example, king of Britain, king of Sweden, king of, for example, Hungary. You name him like Edward, like, for example, William. No, you say, his majesty, yeah, her majesty.
You use the title of that person.
For example, or a father, or a reverend father. Mm-hmm. You don't name him. For example, William, come here. For example, David, come here. You say, your reverend father, his majesty, your majesty. You name him not by direct name, which they call him in the family or in the house or when they are talking friendly. Friendly talking is another type. And even you have such as this tradition in Europe. You know that it is recommended to ask permission when you become familiar and close friend with somebody. You ask him or her permission. Can we say you? Can we say, for example, in German language, Zack Do? Can we say you
say
friendly
do
talking?
Yeah.
Yes. When he or she permits you, then you talk with each other without protocol, without, for example, all of these respects.
Yeah, because in some European languages, unlike English, older people and people of authority are addressed with a polite form of speaking. It's not like you can call everyone you.
Also your father, you don't name him.
Yeah.
Say my father, or more respectful.
Yeah.
Not the name. The for example, a long name.
Mm-hmm.
This is very friendly and very ordinary speaking.
I see. Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah. Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah. Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah.
Was Adam the first man ever created by Allah? According to Al-Quran itself, I forgot the verse, but I'm sure you know. It said that when Allah wanted to give Adam a title as a caliph on the earth, the angel disapproved with Allah's policy. So the argumentation was that they were afraid that Adam will make a disorderness or bloodshed on the earth. So infer to this verse, I asked myself, haven't even the angels had such a point of view that Adam would make such things if he was the first prototype of humankind? And my question is, what it meant is were there come caliphs before Adam who were unresponsible and abused their position? And what's your opinion about the theory about before and after? Thank you very much for your attention.
This lady was asking, why did the angels ask Allah? Why were they asking, why do you create such a being as Adam? Because he will create bloodshed on the earth. Why were they asking this? Because he was the first prototype, as I've understood, of the human being. So how could they know this if this prototype of the human being had not been created yet? And also one more thing. Yeah, were there human creations, before Adam, before the coming of Adam, if I've understood properly? Please give us some more information about this, because this is a interesting question.
Thank you very much. Yes, there are some traditions in Shia school of thought. This question is asked. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is asked such as this question, and he has answered clearly. They ask Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, were there creations like Adam before this Adam? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam answered yes. Then the person repeats the question before him and them, were there? Yes. And Imam Sadiq finally says, if you ask me numerous times, endless times, were there Adam and Eve before this Adam and Eve, I say yes. This is one kind of response to this question. So this knowledge for angels was a kind of experimental knowledge. They had experienced it before and have observed the former generations of mankind on this planet and how they make bloodshed. This is one kind of response to this question. We can respond to it by other ways. We can say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to the to angels some kind of knowledge. And in Quran they have mentioned this, Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma allamtana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a treasury of knowledge in all of the angels. They could understand, they could analyze and find out that this kind of creation with having desire and anger, it is very possible, and it is certain that they will make clashes with each other and make bloodshed.
Yeah, because this is one of the big differences between the creation of the angels and the human being. Angels were not created with emotion, if I'm right.
Emotion, but desire and anger.
Yeah.
But mankind, the nature of mankind is this, because they are from this planet. They should have desires.
Yeah.
And they should have anger. So maybe desires, and it is, of course, it is necessary that desires are different, they are clashing, they are contradictory, so the clash is 100% in this moment.
One thing which I've read was about the being of jinn on earth before the coming of human beings, and that they created, they created mischief on the earth, and started killing innocent beings. And as a result of this, some of the angels thought that Allah was repeating this process again, of creating a being which would create mischief and bloodshed on the earth.
Yes, or by any other, for example, shape. Even some of the Western philosophers have mentioned this, like I think Alfred Adler and others, that they gave priority to this kind of desire and intention. For example, they analyzed the wars on the planet. They told, yes, this is the highest desire in mankind. They are seeking power for themselves. So everybody wants to seek power for himself. So there is clash for 100%. Possibility and probability. So, yes, even jinn, this is nature of this world, because the facilities, the prosperities, the benefits are confined and the desires are not confined. So, people make dispute and, for example, clash and fighting upon something which is not enough for all people, and even if there is enough, people want to for example prevent others to use this and monopolize it for themselves because of desires in mankind and for example limitation of bestowments and choices and chances in this world.
But what is the exact meaning of mankind being the caliph on earth?
It is interpreted in two kinds of meaning. First, they told Adam was caliph of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him power to being in his place, in his situation, and govern the planet instead of Allah, which is the real and total and entire governor of the world. This is one meaning. So in this situation, Adam is caliph of Allah. But in the second interpretation, Adam is caliph, but caliph for the former generation, for the former people which were living in
the
planet.
It's like a representative.
No, successor.
Successor.
Because they were using this place before me, and now they have gone, or they are destroyed, and I am in their place.
I see.
I am caliph of them, not caliph of Allah.
I see. Okay, thank you very much.
Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, 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 Ya Qay
question about Adam and Eve and their children. We know that Adam was created by Allah, so he had no parents. Then Allah created Eve. Adam and Eve had a lot of children, you know, but then in order for more children to be born, that means that the first generation of Adam's child would slay with their own brothers and sisters in order to produce. How can this be? Please explain. Thank you for good program again.
From what I've understood from the question of this lady is that Adam and Eve were the first human beings on earth, and their children, in order to be able to reproduce, had to sleep with each other to make babies, which is called incest in regular Western word use. How can this be? Can you explain this?
Yes, thank you very much. This question is asked frequently before, and also in the time of imams and religious leaders in Ahlul Bayt school of thought, they were asked such as this question, and they have answered. There are different choices and options and possibilities. We can say one of them happened. First of all is that there are some narrations from old histories that, and also as you referred in some other discussions few minutes ago, there were jinn living in the planet, on this planet. So Adam adopted and asked and found wives for this, for example, masculine children from this jinn, and also, for example, husbands for the daughters from this generation, which were not from this race or this type of creation. This is the first option and first answer for the question. The second answer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought for them, for example, couples from another planet, from even you can say from the heaven. This is another option, and this is also mentioned in some of answers. The third one is, this is possible that in the first generation, this kind of marriage was valid. But later on, for the second generation and later, it is prohibited. All of them are possible.
I see. But it's not like there was any other human population.
It is very possible.
Next to the Prophet Adam.
Yes, as I told you, other traditions, when Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is asked, were there Adams and Eves before this Adam and Eve? He says yes.
Yeah, this kind of makes sense, because what's the use of having a prophet if you don't have any
ummah or nation?
Yeah, exactly.
لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله
Assalamu alaikum. Are the hardships that Muslims suffer over the world a test from Allah or His punishment? For example, when we watch TV, we know that women in a particular country do not wear the Islamic hijab. So now, since the people don't practice Islam in this country, perhaps this is why there is such harsh living conditions and turmoil in such a country. Can we say that? Or should we just say, Allah knows best, and leave it at that?
Okay, Mr. Barati, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Okay. Yes, as this sister has noticed and mentioned, a lot of miseries and For example, such as these situations, problems, poverty, for example, weakness, and not to be developed, is because of our fault. Is our fault. Nation of Islam, Ummah of Islam, they don't practice Islam very well. And if they practiced Islam, they had no misery such as this. As we know, in Islamic history, it happened in some eras and some periods that Muslims did not find a person to give him zakat because all of the poor people were become rich and sufficient by this Islamic tax named zakat and different other tax like sadaqat, kafarat, khums and others. But nowadays, poor people are a lot in Islamic world. Diseases, ignorance, illiteracy, and disputes, and wars, and conflicts inside the Islamic nation, and also humiliation of some other nations for this ummah, which is very big, and which is spread in three, four continents. Why? Because they don't practice Islam. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders them to be one, and says, you are one ummah, one nation. You should be brothers and sisters. And you should be unified. They are not unified. They don't consider themselves as one ummah, one family. They don't treat among themselves very well. And many, many times it happens that they surrender to violence and tyranny and aggression of others. And also they do this to each other. And they don't treat well as if the non-Muslims look at them, they find a very well organized and disciplined and educated nation. So this is their fault.
But do we have the right at all to judge whether such a situation within a certain country is a test or a punishment? Because in the end, all of this lies within the knowledge of Allah. So we cannot say for sure that this is because Allah wants to test us or punish us.
Okay, everything is because of will of Allah. But we cannot say that our treatment, our behavior, our conduct has no role in it. Mm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us to reward and punish us. If we do good, He rewards us in this world and hereafter. In here and hereafter. And if we do bad, also promised to punish us here and hereafter. So when we find the cause, why we neglect it? Yes, it is because of will of Allah. But if you mean that it is will of Allah without our intention, without our will, without our determination, it is not very exact and careful, for example, opinion. But if you say yes, this didn't happen without Allah's will, yes. Happened with وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Even when I do something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supporting it, and it is because will of Allah. But I am in the chain of causes, of, for example, reasons. So we are in this chain. We are in this direction of causes and reasons. We did this to ourselves. We do not practice Islam.
But for example, if you take certain Western countries, like my own country, okay, there's no such thing as natural disasters like earthquakes or flood waves and things like this. But a few years ago in Indonesia and Bangladesh and other countries, thousands and thousands of people were killed by a tsunami, and some of them said this is because these people were sinning in that region. But if it's true that these people were sinning, why didn't, for example, people in America who were sinning on Miami Beach, for example, why weren't they killed in such a tsunami?
Thank you very much. I have more than one answer for this. The first is to review and revise your information. Your information says that people of the West, especially non-religious countries, people which are pagan or secular or laic, are far from such as these disasters and, for example, problems,
mm-hmm.
catastrophes. It is not true. We find in the West a lot of problems like this, worse even than this tsunami, like Katrina, like others, and every year happens such as this. But you don't notice to them. You consider them natural. Even earthquake happens in the West, but the results are different because, first of all, they have made their houses very strong. Yes. Second, they are used to it. They are neglecting. Third, you don't forget, because the Second World War and the First World War was one of the biggest miseries in the world, biggest catastrophe and tragedies in the world. Millions and millions of people were killed, were disabled, were prisoned, were, for example, orphans. And even till now, you have, for example, disabled people from that war. And even now you find some of the bombs unexploded in some buildings because of that war. And it was not easy. This misery didn't happen in Africa or Asia or here. Happened in Europe.
Yeah.
And especially your country, Holland, was destroyed.
So if you excuse me, you are saying that the punishment of Allah doesn't always have to show itself through natural causes.
Yeah.
It can also be war.
Yeah. And even natural natural shapes happened in the West, but we don't notice to it now. We don't. If we bring them out and make it a column, a list, we find it was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot. Even such as this war by millions of victims didn't happen in Asia or didn't happen in China or in, for example, Japan or in Indonesia or in Africa. With such as this big amount of victims and destruction.
Mm-hmm.
It happened there. But we don't notice to it. Second one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that punishment for Muslims, for faithful people, would be in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the punishment, the major part of punishment to them in this world, and gives them discount in that world, because that world is eternal, and here is is temporarily life. This is the second answer. And the third answer, it is a very big doubt. I don't know, do they broadcast this or not? There is a big doubt that the earthquake, tsunami, earthquake, was artificial, man-made, because the American naval forces were maneuvering in this area in Indian Ocean, and they have received, for example, what you say.
It was brought about by a satellite weapon of some sort I don't know. This is
they have received warning. Please be careful. There would be a very powerful earthquake and waves and tsunami. And they have made themselves ready, but didn't tell to people there. So it is very possible, because there are hidden weapons and technologies for war. They didn't declare it to the world.
Yeah.
One of them is a very progressed and sophisticated method of war, not with, for example, nuclear bomb, not with hydrogenic or neutronic or such, with a kind of electromagnetic power in the, for example, environment, in the atmosphere. They can
manipulate
enrich this kind of, for example, differential and potential of electromagnetic, make a very powerful earthquake.
Actually, yesterday I read that through the use of laser beams, they can make it thunder just like that with the switch of one button. And also, it's possible for them to create the atmosphere in such a way that it will start to produce rain. So I think it's
nobody
very
knows.
Plausible.
Maybe they have exploded a bomb under the ocean.
A nuclear bomb.
Part of ocean.
Yeah.
Because it was in relation with military.
Mm-hmm.
Military understood this 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm. 3 days before.
Yes. Yeah. 72 hours ago, they have received a warning.
I think it's something to consider for sure. Mr. Barati, I think that's it for today. Thank you very much for your opinions and explanations and everything, for your presence amongst us. That's I was very happy to be here with you today.
And favor.
Thank you very much.
Also.
And okay, dear listeners, please contact us. We are in need of your questions, your suggestions. Send us anything you like. We will try to answer it. You can reach us through the following number, which is 0098-251-291-0551. 0098-251-291-0551. You can reach us at the following email address, which is Radio Ma'aref, RadioMaaref, at irib.ir. The website of Radio Ma'aref is www.radiomaaref.ir. Thank you for listening. Fia Manila.
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب